You're listening to From Our Lens, a podcast for photographers and brides where we dive into all things weddings.
Whether you're a pro behind the lens or bride-to-be, we've got you covered.
Join in on the conversation and take it from the gals who have been to a wedding or two.
Grab your camera or your wedding planner and tune in for our hot wedding takes. Let's focus on your forever. Hello, hello. Welcome back.
Yep. Hi. Welcome back.
We are doing this for the second time again. Jordan obviously is sick and we forgot to hit record on the mic. So
listen, I took too much NyQuil, okay? Or DayQuil. I don't even know. Whatever.
NyQuil before the podcast.
No, it was DayQuil. Whatever. I don't even know. I think you guys should cancel me. I'm canceled. Oh my god,
it's okay, you're tired, you're good.
I was saying to Sarah, like, if you are watching, I'm in my like comfy clothes. It's like a Sunday and everybody knows how we are on a Sunday and we're kind of like not all there, and that's how I feel today. So
it's actually a big deal that we're recording on a Sunday, because usually we are dead to the world on a Sunday.
I'm very proud of us, really.
The only reason I am here is because I have to go to a supper tonight. Otherwise, I probably would have been like, Jordan, let's just push it to tomorrow.
I know. Yeah.
No, but we will cut back to our intro. It will just have Jordan's camera audio. How's it going, Jordan?
I'm doing good, but as you can tell, I'm sick. You can hear my raspy, nasty voice. This is like the end of this. It's funny. Like, this is my last wedding on Saturday, and like my body's like, done.
Now shutting down. Yeah.
I was sick like 2 days before the wedding, but like now I feel like I'm feeling it now, and I think it's because I was just like keeping it together. Like, I was like, I have to be okay for this wedding, so then I just was like, whatever. And now my body knows that I'm like a little bit less busy, even though I'm really not, because it's fall and it's crazy and whatever, but like, yeah, I'm sick now, so, but I'm surviving, so
it's good. No, you have had a rough go this fall for sickness.
I've been sick for a month, I feel like.
Yeah, that's your body telling you, took on too much.
But I've been eating my greens. I've good been smoothies. Like, wow. I proud of you. Walks. I'm drinking water. Like, if this is what my body does to me, and I'm trying to be healthy, maybe I should just go back to being unhealthy. Like, I just saw.
Maybe not. Maybe your body's just like, wow, all these foreign substances. Just
what
kidding.
Is
just kidding.
Honestly.
Has to learn how to process it again.
Yeah.
No. That's good. I'm good. I'm very tired from yesterday's wedding. It was good, but we had to drive like an hour and a half each way. So I feel like that always just makes, like, when you have a 10-hour wedding day, it just makes it a little bit longer. So, yeah, but I was feeling like my shoulders were stiff yesterday. Like, I was feeling like my body felt more run down. Like, not sick, but just, like, my body was feeling it. So it's that time of year.
I had to drive to my wedding, and then it wasn't a 10-hour day. It was a 9-hour day. But then I drove home after that. To go to a friend's wedding.
And is that 3 hours?
No, it was an hour and a half. So I drove an hour and a half to the wedding, and then I drove an hour and a half home, and then I went to another wedding of my friends because I missed their wedding because I had my own wedding to go to.
Yeah.
So I got there at midnight, and so then I took like some pictures of like the crazy dance floor.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it looked like I saw Snapchat, it looked like your camera was with you.
Yes. Well, I told her I would take like after dark pictures.
Cute. Yeah.
Like the party, because that's what I did for my other friend. And it, honestly, like, if I can give you a little, I'm not going to edit them. I'm just going to send her all the like.
It's like your little photos. Wedding gift to them.
Yeah, because I couldn't be there, and it was nice to see, and they were having it, like they were having hoots, so it was really fun.
Yeah, and that's when you get the good dance photos anyways. Oh, like, even last night, I was like, it was such a fun crew during the day, like, on the party bus. Yeah. I was like, we're going to get such good dance photos. But it's always, like, people after, like, eating and doing speeches, they need a bit to, like, amp up that energy again. So, like, sometimes I feel like people don't start dancing till like, 11, 12.
Yeah, you definitely get that at, like, midnight, which is when I got there. And then, like, after their wedding, like, they got married out in the country. So, I drove home, and it was a half-hour drive home. So, I got home at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. And so I was like, technically, like, how long of a day is that? I left my house or left for the wedding at like 10:30, and I got home at 3.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't know how many, I don't know how many more of these.
I don't even know. 15, 16 hour day.
I don't know how many more of these long days I can take in my old age, honestly.
It's getting harder and harder and harder.
Yeah. Like, but seriously. Honestly, it was very fun. And like, I'll show you the pictures from it, and it's actually
they're wild. That's so funny. From the Snapchats I saw, there, they looked pretty fun.
I got there and like no one had shirts on. And I'm just like, oh, okay. Nice.
That's why I wish as a photographer, you could just fast forward 2 hours of the night so you can capture that kind of stuff, because it is so fun to do party shots. Because people, yeah, like if they're like not partying and they're just dancing, like they look at you because you're sticking a camera and a flash in their face. But when people are like into the music, into the party, they don't even see you. No, you're just like in the background. And that's when I love, because you get the most like chaotic, raw pictures at that time.
And I mean, the two that I've done this at, like, I know all of the people there too. So that also
they really
helps
don't care.
Because they're like, Jordan. And then they're like, eh. Yeah. And then they do a pose or whatever.
So funny. No, I feel like when I get married one day, I almost want to hire like a separate photographer to come at like 11 o'clock. To get those chaotic, or 10 o'clock maybe, I don't know, but like
10 to 1 or something.
An event photographer that could come and shoot like the party and the dancing and like and that's where like people look back and they like, even yesterday the bride was saying like, I'm so excited to see the pictures from the bus, because they were having the time of their lives in that party bus. Wild. And she was like, I'm just excited because those are the photos that we look back on, and it's like, okay, this is wild.
I just love it.
No, I think it's such a fun part of a wedding, and I love when we actually get to see that part too. Like, but then my wedding last weekend, like, sometimes I think it's just depends on the timeline, because I think they had a shorter supper and they did have a smaller group, but they were like dancing when we left. Like,
well, and the crowd, and you know what? The crowd
depends
too.
On the crowd.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. And if you don't have a party crowd, like,
and this, there's but not. Yesterday was, but like, I think last weekend was like a smaller closed in space where the dance floor was. So maybe that was part of it too. I think there's so many things that like can really change the dynamic of your dance floor.
Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah. And it was dark and like more of like, you know, people were in the
it's
mood.
More of a vibe. It's a vibe. As much as we make fun of that word, I think it really, it does have value in terms of like, you know, like if there's a spot with a vibe, people will vibe in that, versus like just a room that you're told to dance in. I don't know. Yeah. Well, let's get into our content for today. Let's do it.
We have some exciting things to talk about.
I feel like this is more geared for our photographer pals that are listening, but I think if you're a bride too, it's also kind of fun to listen to like what we do. So obviously it's in the title, so you might have an idea of like what we're talking about. But we're going to like go through like our like essential gear list of like what we – I almost wanted to like say like what we bring to weddings. But this could be, I guess, we can always like branch out and say like our essential gear list for like just photography, for like, because we're very much like portrait photographers, so I guess it would be very specific to portrait photography, but there is different things that I bring to a wedding that I don't bring to normal shoots, so I think it'll be cool. We probably have a few different things because you do video and stuff, so you'll have some things on your list that I won't have. But I think it's fun, and we can kind of explain like what we use them for, why they're important, and
totally
all that, all of the above.
So what do we start with? Maybe some cameras.
I think the cameras are pretty essential. They probably need to be the first thing we talk
about.
Probably
number one. Yeah.
I think it's essential that you have two and not just one.
I think that might be an underrated. And even for brides, like, I think it is important to know what your photographers shoot with too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I think just – I mean, even as a bride, I don't know if you're going to know, like, if they tell you, I shoot with a Sony A7 III or A7 IV, versus, gonna like, be a Canon. Like, that's French. They're not going to know what that – they're not going to know what that means. But I think having, like, for sure, two cameras is, at least in my eyes, an essential, because I don't ever want to be in a position where I'm there with one camera and it dies and I literally can't do anything. And lots of times, like I've talked to you a lot about this, but like we both have two cameras strapped to our bodies with our camera strap. But lots of times I only use my one lens and my one camera because that's just like what I gravitate towards. And I still will always have the other one on me just in case, even if I know I'm not going to use it because I don't want to ever be stuck. Like what if your card, like sometimes this happens to me lots actually, I'll fill up my card in one camera and it's like an important moment. Like for example, they're popping champagne and my one card, I'm taking pictures and it's like, oh, card full. If you try and switch cards in the middle of them popping champagne, the pop's going to be done.
Yeah.
Versus grabbing your other camera quickly, backing up a little bit and taking it on that.
Yeah.
Like that happens. That's happened to me quite a bit. And it's like, if I didn't do that, then I would have missed it. Or like, what if that one camera had died? Like stuff like that. It's just nice to have too. And I think it's an essential. I think as a professional, it's just something that if you're going to be a professional about it, you probably should have too for that like reason.
I think we've talked about this before, but I think like one of our instructors said that he was shooting a wedding with his wife. It was during the ceremony and her,
her camera, like,
I don't know if it started on fire, but it started smoking. And I don't know if then, like she was a secondary shooter, so I don't know if she would have had to, but yeah, her camera started like, but they would have had a backup. But that's why sometimes like I'm like, you know, I have a third backup, but like you need that third backup because it's like triple insurance, but it's crazy. Wow.
And then on that note, two lenses, obviously, for your two cameras. I mean, you could probably get away with having just an extra camera and then one lens and then switching it. It just takes more time. If it really truly is just your backup, you probably could have just one lens and you could just have your, like, that's fine too. But I think also having two lenses, again, in my mind, to me is an essential, at least for my business, because I don't want to just have one angle. Like, different lenses give you different views, like closer up, wide shots. There's some funky lenses you can get for like cool effects and stuff. And it's like to have like a good gallery and to give your clients like the best photos, the best possible way you can is to have two different lenses with different perspectives, I think, because if you're just like, I know some people do just shoot with one camera and one lens and that's totally fine. But I think just for variety, it's nice to have two different perspectives. So I mean, again, for me, that's an essential that like I need to take.
And I would say, like you said, you shoot more on the one. I honestly think I'm like 50-50, especially at weddings. Like portrait sessions, I definitely have a favorite. Like our 35s are our favorite lenses to shoot with because they're trendy. It's what people like right now. It's what we like. But I think at a wedding day, like I'll use both bodies definitely because like at certain parts of the day, I'll have a zoom lens. And it's also that like triple fourth, fifth, sixth backup because you're going to have four cards between those two cameras. So you know that like, say your camera, this camera started on fire, your one camera, you still have half the wedding day on that other camera, right? So it's just like another way of making sure that you have everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then while we're on the topic of that, obviously we have our camera harnesses, which holds both of our cameras. And again, I think for both of us, and this is not to say that if you don't use it, it's not a bad thing, but for us, our camera harness is like an essential thing because I don't know if I would like having like just my bag beside me and having to carry my bag and grab my other lens or my other camera or just hold both my cameras. Like I can't work that way. And for me, it's honestly essential to have them both on me and quick with the harness.
And a lot of photographers make fun of people who use the straps like we do, but I think like it's so much smoother. Like you said, you're not going into your bag, grabbing your other camera. You're not like harming your lens or your camera body by switching lenses. Like that's so hard on your camera if you're doing that all day, like in that wide open, like it's kind of dangerous for your camera. So I think that strap is like, and it saves your body, like especially on a wedding day. Yeah.
And like this isn't essentially like you don't need it, right? But like I feel like it does kind of also make you look a little bit more like professional. And I don't mean this also in a bad way if you don't use them, but I think for people that are seeing you with your camera strap or your two cameras on, it just looks good.
Yeah. I think. Totally. Yeah. And then you can do things with your hands. They're just like down. Like I find that it also helps with the intimidation factor when people mm-hmm. see you and you have a camera in their face. If you put yeah. it down beside you, it's hidden and you can talk to them like a normal person. It's not like you're a scary person with your camera in their face. So I think that's like another part of why I love it.
Yeah. I forget about that, but yeah.
Yeah, 100%. It's so true. Yeah.
Okay. So this next thing on my list here, and so this depends, I think, too, on like what you use for gear. But for me, when I go to a wedding, like I bring all of my batteries, my camera batteries, which is usually like 6 or 7. I don't use 6 or 7 batteries in a day.
You're lucky if you use 4.
Yeah. But this depends too. If you're doing video, you might use 6 or 7. Oh, yeah,
definitely.
Right? So this all depends on your gear setup. But for us, we're probably very similar again, but like bring all of our batteries, 6 or 7, if not more. I always bring my battery charger. And this is the thing, and I've never really had to use it, but in the off chance that I blow through all my batteries, which is okay, or what if I lose my batteries and then I only have the two of my cameras and they die? At least if I bring my battery charger, I can charge those two. So it's just like worst case scenario. But I think it's honestly essential to have that many. Like, I don't think it's very professional to bring two batteries to a wedding when you have to shoot for 10 hours.
Yeah.
So just that, because you don't want to be worried about it. Like, it's one thing like that I just don't have to worry about my camera ever dying. And I think like I would be stressed if I did not bring all my batteries with me. So that is an essential. And then on also that, it's kind of, I think this is the same kind of like realm, but SD cards.
Yeah.
So
very important.
Also, again, it's one of those things that I try and bring more than I will need, because you and never know.
And SD again, cards are way more finicky than batteries, so
yeah. So like an SD card could be, you put it in your camera and it's like being all weird, and then you don't really want to use an SD card that's acting up, because then you're prone to have it corrupt or whatever it is. So I would rather have way more than I need. Like, I would say in an average day, might be different from you, but I like in an average wedding day, I usually shoot on like 8 cards.
Really?
Yeah.
What size card do you shoot on?
But I shoot on 64 gigs because I like to switch, because this is the thing, and everybody's different. Everybody's different in this way, but usually what happens is I'll like shoot the morning, it's almost full, so I'll like switch it before the ceremony, and then I'll shoot the ceremony to like dinner maybe on another card, and then sometimes I'll have to switch from dinner for the rest of the dance, and I could probably use a bigger card, like 100%, but for some reason, if both my cards corrupted for one part of the day, at least it's only one part of the day and it's not the whole day, because everything's on the two cards.
Yeah. I think that the reality though is like the chance of two cards corrupting.
It's not probably going to happen. Yeah.
I think my anxiety is more like I would rather have a 200 and whatever it is card and like have it in my camera all day, go home, put in my computer. Because like, what if I lose my case?
Yes.
Like, for me, that's my anxiety and my logic, but it's like whatever works for you, whatever makes you the most comfortable. But like, we both have an anxiety in different places with that. Yeah.
I think just having like lots of extras, like the batteries, more than you need, more storage than you need.
Keep it on your body.
Also keep it on your body. You never know how many pictures are going to take. What if something crazy happens and you don't have enough room on your cards or whatever? And then also on this topic, this seems like, to us at least, I think this is going to seem like pretty redundant, but empty cards, not half full cards.
I
always bring empty formatted cards.
Yeah. And format them before and make sure that session is delivered and it's good to go.
Yes. Yeah. That's essential for me, because that's another thing I don't want to worry about is like, oh my God, I have like another session. What if I accidentally format it? I'm not thinking because you're on a wedding day or whatever. Yeah,
totally.
But I think for those, at least, those are like two things that I will always just like bring more than I need, just because it's like those two things. I don't know. What are you going to do if you run into a problem with those and you don't have extra?
Exactly. Yeah.
There's not a whole lot you can do.
No one, I doubt anyone at that wedding's going to have a card for you, so.
Yeah, well, right. And then usually you're shooting in the middle of nowhere or like at a venue and you cannot run to wherever, Walmart, to get one or a camera store. So the rest of these things on my list, I would say, aren't specific for weddings. They're just like, I think, essential gear that we use for a lot of things in our business, I guess.
Yeah.
So a camera tripod. So I think there's lots of probably people that I hate tripods. No
offense. Yeah, me too. Unless it's video, I don't use them.
I think it's something that I maybe for, I don't, I think you feel the same way, but like I don't use a tripod unless I absolutely have to.
Like what would be a reason to have to? For me, I'm like, I don't think you need a tripod unless you're doing video for the type of photography we do.
No, I know, but I mean, like, what about our headshots? What about
do? Yeah, I think that's probably the only reason you would need one.
Yeah, I think, but I think this is essential for like some people, most people, but I don't know. Not essential, I guess. I don't know. I think it is.
I think for video, yes, of course. But I don't think for photo. That's my hot take.
Well,
unless you're doing self-portraits and like your own family photos or something.
Fair enough.
Because like I would never bring a tripod to a shoot.
See, I always throw it in my truck and just in case.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Usually my tripod lives in my truck because it's just there and I don't take it out.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Okay. This one I'm going to talk about. It's going to be a great reminder for both of us because I don't do this and I really should.
Okay.
And I should use it. It's lens filters. And this is not like, when I say lens filters, I don't mean like the funky filters. I mean just a protective filter to cover your glass. Because say you smash your camera into a tree and break the glass, you can't use that lens all day. And if you have a protective filter on it, you just take the filter off and you continue on.
Yeah.
Because $20 filter is more... is more economical than a $3,500.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's a good one.
But I think that's an essential thing. And I used to, like, this is the thing. I used to have them and then I broke them and then I didn't ever got new ones, which is like, you'd think I would get a new one because it literally did its job. Yeah. But here I am. I don't.
Yeah.
A good camera bag. I think is very essential. Very essential. Even two camera bags.
Yeah.
Because for the amount of stuff we bring to a wedding, I couldn't bring it in one bag. Like maybe a huge one. But then a huge one's not very like. I use two
every time, yeah.
Yeah. So you want one also too. I feel like when you're looking for a camera bag, you want something that's kind of a little bit waterproof because you don't want like – it has to be weatherproof for what you're doing when you're outside and you're bringing your bag everywhere. Enough storage in it to like hold all your stuff. And that's why we bring two because one is not enough. And then I don't know. I feel like something that you like because you're going to use it. If you like it, if you don't like it, you're probably not going to use it.
Yeah. So true. Yeah.
Yeah. For all the stuff we have to bring.
Yeah.
Next on the list, a flash or at least a light source, I guess. So, I mean, some people use flashes, like I think we do. Some people use video lights. Some photographers will use video lights, I think. Or, like, you can use, like, video lights that are, like, just on a stand that you can set up. I think it just depends on, like, your style.
Maybe not the vibe if you're altering the state of the wedding. Like, if it's a candlelit dinner, you probably don't want to put up a continuous light.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but I think... Again, that's one of the essential things that I won't use all the time, and you are the same way. You don't use a flash all the time, but we'll always bring one.
Oh, yeah. Even to sessions, I'll bring one because, like, you never know. Like, they might want to go in a parkade and it's pitch black and the ambient lighting is super dark and you don't want grainy photos. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and even, like, a little flash diffusers. Sorry, I'm losing my voice again. So the flash diffusers, I mean, for me, it's essential. I don't like the look of straight flash, just straight onto my people. I know it's trendy right now. Some people do it. I like it for some things, but I think for most things, I like having a diffuser because it makes the light softer on people. And for most weddings and most stuff you're doing, that's usually what people want, is they want to look nice and flattering. Yeah.
And even if it's on camera flash, I think it still looks better with somewhat diffused.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, a diffuser doesn't have to be the fancy whatever, like things that go on top. Yeah. Because like, I think most flashes have those little white cards you can pop up. And that's a diffuser technically.
It is.
So. Yeah. Just like most of the time, that's even included in your flash. So really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. This, again, is not specific for weddings, but I think it's essential. I don't think we could do our jobs without it. A laptop or a desktop, like something to edit on. I think that's like, well, I don't know how. I honestly don't know how you would be a photographer if you didn't have, like, I don't think it's really possible.
Yeah, just airdrop them to your phone and use VSCO. Just kidding.
Don't even give people ideas. Stop. Stop that right now.
Oh, man. Could you imagine?
I've seen people edit on iPads, but like, I think that's when they're like traveling.
Mm. Yeah, I couldn't.
I wouldn't recommend. I don't know.
No.
I like also for like delivering galleries, writing blogs, like emails. Like, I think a computer is essential. I just tell me, please tell me if I'm wrong. But like, no, I don't know how else. Yeah. How else are we supposed to do this? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, next, hard drives. Very essential.
That should be number one.
I should have started with hard drives. But cameras, I think cameras.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Cameras and then hard drives. Yeah. But with like what we're doing, when you're shooting like us, we shoot in RAW, so those are huge like files.
Yeah.
There's actually like no possible way to store that many photos on like a desktop or a computer. You do one
wedding
session,
would be
no. You do one wedding and your computer would crash because it's like full of your photos. Mm-hmm. So hard drives, especially, I think a hard drive in general is a necessity. And I still don't, also don't know how you're gonna do it if you don't have a hard drive.
No, you.
Yeah. Okay. And then I just have like a tiny. Tiny little things here, then it says that aren't like necessarily camera gear, but I feel like they're essential in our daily lives of like being wedding photographers, portrait. I feel like mostly wedding photographers because that's what we're talking about, but things that are pretty, pretty necessary. So first of all, a vehicle.
Yeah.
a reliable vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jordan.
Don't look. I was about to call myself out. Okay, don't.
Jordan used to not have a very reliable vehicle back in our Nate days.
Actually, even the other one I had wasn't reliable.
No,
it wouldn't. Scary. I would like go. I would drive for half an hour and then I wouldn't have any acceleration.
So bad.
But anyways, it's kind
now
of hard
you have
to like,
a get... very reliable one, so that's good.
Yes, it's kind of hard to get like places if you can't. Drive. I know there's people that obviously do this without a vehicle, like in the cities and
but
stuff.
In
but
the
I think,
cities, yeah,
I no, but I even think in the city, if you are trying to be like a professional and like you have all this gear, it's not the. I don't think it's the best to be taking it on like public transit and doing that. And like also, you can't rely. Like I think to rely on public transit when you're professionally working on like jobs and gigs and whatever, like I don't know if that's the greatest, like that's not, they're not reliable. I know I can rely on myself and my vehicle to get myself places on time, but if I was taking the bus everywhere, I don't know if I could, because sometimes they're late
and stuff still happens, so, but for the most part you're gonna be good.
But I think that's really important when you're like when you're trying to get places where like on time and and early and on everything like that, like, I think that's very important. A phone, which seems like a bit dramatic for you, like on this list.
I went through this summer where my phone, like the screen froze and it would turn on, but like you couldn't touch anything on the screen. And I was at the lake and I was like, I had to leave early because I needed a phone. Like I can't shoot without one. I can't work without one. So I had to go and buy a brand new phone for like $800 and because my contract wasn't up, but like you have to have a phone. Your brides have to contact you. Like what happens on a wedding day? Like you need to have like.
Yeah, exactly. And also too, like we work off our phones, like you said.
Yes.
So like emails, messages.
Social media.
social media, we take a lot of like behind the scenes videos for our business on our phones.
Yeah.
And it's just like one of those things that like it would just make our lives a lot harder. Like if we had a computer at home, I think you maybe could get away with not having a phone. But even then, I don't really think you could, because what if you drive out to a shoot and your bride texts you to say, hey, like I'm running late, and you don't get it because you don't have your phone, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's just little
things like
that.
Or they're lost and you're lost, or, you know, yeah.
Another very important thing for us, for all that we do, we need comfy shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's not going to blister up your feet.
Comfy clothes, too. Something professional, but functional. You don't want to be, like, your shoes are falling apart, or, like, your skirt's blowing up and you're flashing everyone at the wedding.
Like, it's really hard to do your job when you're not comfortable, or your shoes are hurting your feet. Yes. Or you're not dressed for it, or whatever. Yeah, it's just not, it's not comfortable, and then it makes your job just a lot harder, really. Yeah.
And we've all seen those vendors, you know, where they're not comfortable, or they're wearing something like super cute, but like they flash you or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
things happen. We've all seen it. Like, yeah, not good.
Yeah, we don't.
You gotta be professional, but you need to be functional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Last things on the list, and again, these are definitely not gear, but I need them to do my work. I think everybody does. Snacks, water, and an energy drink.
Especially on a wedding day. That energy drink yesterday, like, really helped me out.
Oh, God. Honestly, I literally, like, I can't go to a wedding without two energy drinks in the car.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
You just, like,
it's essential.
Crash, yeah.
And it's, yeah, I don't need it for energy, like, in the morning. It's almost like for the days that you eat dinner and, like, your body's, like, you eat dinner and then your body start to digest it and then you get to, like, you start to get tired. And that's just a normal thing. But for us, like, it's our job to not be sleepy. So if I have to take an energy drink to not be sleepy, I will be drinking that energy drink. Like, it is what it is.
No,
so,
totally. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's kind of like, I would say my gear is the same. And it obviously like changes photographer to photographer. Like some might bring, I don't know, an ND filter. Like, I don't know. It depends on your style, depends on your vibe. But like, yeah, overall.
What? So is there anything different, Sarah, that you would bring like for video essentials?
Oh, God.
Because
that's a whole other episode. There's so many freaking things you have to pack for video. True. Like, there's so many. I would say the only other thing, like, I do a little differently on a wedding is I pack, like, I do use a lot of different lenses on a wedding day.
Yeah.
Portraits, like, morning, I typically will do, like, a 24 to 70 or 35 and then a 50. Ceremony, I always use a 70 to 200. Mm-hmm. Kills my body, but it's just something that I like to shoot on. I don't know. I don't like to be too much in people's space during a ceremony. So I just like to be able to zoom in, get the shot, be a fly on the wall. And I love that for receptions too. Like that 70-200 for receptions, like that's my favorite. So that's the only really different thing I use. But yeah, flashes are the same, cards are the same. Yeah.
Okay, cool. But I thought we'd be pretty much on the same page, except for a few different things.
No, we shoot very similar and have a very similar like vibe and everything. But should we share our giveaway?
Yeah, let's talk about that. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah,
I think
me
we should.
Too. Yeah, we decided to do this just to kind of like get the podcast out there on our personal platforms a little bit more. We haven't shared too much about it. So we wanted to just kind of share it, get some, you know, extra people in on it. And yeah,
you know, I love when we shoot together, but we've never really done a shoot like this where I shoot just Super 8 and you do photo or something like that. But I'm really excited to do that for somebody because it's really like a
it'll be a really creative collab.
It will be. And I mean, I know when me and Sarah shoot, it's fun to bounce off each other.
Oh, totally.
Together.
Yeah,
it's really fun. I'm excited to share the Super 8 with more people. I keep trying to just like throw it in everybody's face
because and this will be nice for you because it's a session and not like a wedding. Like it'll kind of push you in a different way creatively because like you're not focused on photo and Super 8. Like you're just focused on Super 8. So I think it'll be really cool.
Exactly.
But yeah, we're excited to see who gets it too and figure out where we're shooting. We might like be down to go somewhere funky. Like, I don't know. We're both.
We'll see what happens. Excited. And we'll be in cahoots with whoever wins it. We'll plan something really cool. Yeah. I think it'll be really neat.
Yeah. But it's out today. So go to our Instagram. It'll be like a share, like, take three friends kind of thing. And it'll be so cool. I'm so very excited.
Please let us take your pictures. We want to take your pictures and video. We are very excited to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And it's another excuse for us to get together too. So that'll be so good.
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, so thank you guys for listening. And good luck if you enter our giveaway.
Yay. If you win, I'm so excited for you.
Yes. So excited. It's going to be so good. Awesome. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.